Hello, I'm Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com. This video is about parsley. I call it an unsung hero. How many of us grew up with the knowledge of how good spinach was for us? How it had lots of iron and lots of other good things in it? And of course, that Popeye got his strength from eating spinach alone. How many of us had the same respect for parsley growing up? How many of us have the same respect for parsley today? Probably none. Big mistake. Just a garnish. About all most of us think parsley is good for is a garnish. Something that adds some green color to the meal, but not something you have to eat. Decoration. Fluff. Well, it turns out that even a very conservative nutritional analysis of parsley reveals that it is a heavyweight contender, if not the outright champion. Parsley is a major source of protein. Vegetarians could easily pass on their daily eggs, or equivalent, if they replace them with a clump of parsley instead. Especially given that the most common food problem for North Americans is overeating, with average daily protein consumption probably 5 times more than needed. Durable green. But how about shelf life? In general, the more organic and natural something is, the shorter shelf life it has. At least this is the most common excuse given for chemical-using farmers, shippers, and food processors when they add preservatives, fungicides, and oily coatings, etc., to try and extend the shelf life of produce. Well, part of the reason I never liked spinach as a bachelor was that it only lasted a day or two in the fridge. I also never liked the fact that cooked spinach almost made me gag because of its stringiness when cooked. Parsley, on the other hand, may be the shelf life champ of green leafy vegetables. Its shelf life is measured in weeks. So long, in fact, that some is usually still fresh in my fridge when it is time to do my next shopping trip. Amazing. Underdog. Clearly, parsley has got a bum rap. It is not sexy. In fact, its public consumption is not even socially acceptable. Eating more than a sprig of parsley in public is viewed about the same as eating the lettuce leaves at the bottom of your shrimp salad. A sure sign of abject poverty. Or lunacy. I bet you've never even seen someone eat more than a couple sprigs of parsley in public. Missed opportunities. Well, there are a couple of other benefits from parsley that should get everyone's attention. Warning, in the next few paragraphs, extreme consumption of parsley will be repeatedly recommended. Sensitive eaters may wish to stop reading at this point. Make a meal of it. I try to start my day with a breakfast of nothing but parsley, between half and a whole clump, depending on the size and maturity of the clump. And nothing else, other than water before the meal, of course. The nothing else part is important and relates to the alpha and omega oils present in parsley and other green leafy vegetables. Alpha and omega. How many of us read about alpha and omega oils at some time in the past 5 years or so? As a chemical engineer, I think I can explain why the theory is sound. Alpha and omega oils are good for you because their short, unsaturated molecules can most easily break up bigger fat molecules, allowing these bigger fat molecules to be more easily burned by the body. But I depart from the expert books that say you should be consuming bunches of safflower, sunflower, and other so-called good oils. 1600 calories per pound. The reason is that oil is oil. No matter how you consume oil, if it is digestible, then it will add 1600 calories for every pound consumed, period. In short, consuming oil is not a good way to lose weight, with one exception. Filed away in the backs of our minds is the concept that most vegetables have, quote, 0 calories, quote, that the energy it takes to digest non-starchy vegetables equals or exceeds the energy released in burning the small amounts of starch and or sugar in them. Well, as these alpha and omega oil books point out, vegetables, especially green leafy ones, contain alpha and omega oils as well, putting it all together. So, what happens if you only eat a green leafy vegetable at the start of your day? First thing in the morning, your body's energy tank is empty. In fact, it is hoping we will consume some food, but if necessary, it will tap the body's reserves of fat in an inefficient attempt to provide energy. The problem is that the fat stored in our body has first been converted. Any poly or monounsaturated oils that the body chose to store were converted to their saturated fat form first. This conversion is done because saturated chemical bonds are more stable, having less desire to break down. This is a useful property when it comes to trying to store fat for an extended period of time without it going bad. And so the body is, as usual, quite smart in converting all fats to saturated ones before storage. We might laugh, but we have to admit that we have never heard of someone's body fat going bad. So the system works one way. The problem is that saturated fats, being more stable and thus less reactive, are much harder to break down into smaller, more workable pieces. Alpha and omega redux. A key, literally, is needed. Enter the alpha and omega oils. These short molecules help break down the longer molecules of stored saturated fats in our bodies. And once the larger molecules are broken into smaller ones, they can, to an extent, catalyze, that is, assist without being consumed, the further breakdown of stored saturated fats. This is fantastic news, for sure. The only downside is that alpha and omega oils consumed for this purpose are energy sources that have to be burnt off as well, thus reducing some of the gains, losses, made. Re-enter green leafy vegetables. In essence, green leafy vegetables are a zero-calorie catalyst that help break down and burn our stored saturated fat without adding calories that have to be burned off as well. Green leafy vegetables are the ultimate weight loss food. Wow. Why the only? I emphasized above that I eat only parsley for breakfast when I want to gain the maximum benefit from it. There are two related reasons for this. If I were to consume, say, parsley plus fruit of some kind as my breakfast, then I would be consuming some starch and or sugar along with my veggie. My body, being smart and lazy, would naturally use the sugar and or starch for quick energy. Thus, it would have little or no reason to use the alpha and omega oils in the green leafy vegetable for fat-busting purposes. So, I would lose one of the key benefits of the parsley diet. The second drawback comes from a surprising effect: performance enhancement. When I first started eating just parsley for breakfast, I was riding 7 miles to work each morning. Because I had a nifty gadget on my bike that showed my current average speeds, elapsed time, and distance traveled, I could easily determine how long it took me each morning to get to work, and thus easily see when I beat my previous fastest time. On the days when I ate nothing but parsley for breakfast, my cycling times were the best I had ever recorded. This was an astonishing result, especially because I did not think for one second that I would have more energy those mornings, but rather the opposite for sure. So my mind, my motivation was not influencing the result. Instead, it happened even though I was not expecting it. And over the next few weeks, I confirmed this result again and again. Why such good times? Why were my best times happening on my fat-busting days? Any so-called nutritionist would say this would be impossible because fats are very inefficiently burned by the body, and my only other source of calories was a zero-calorie vegetable. Short answer, parsley helped break down, and thus burn, stored fats, and parsley itself is super easy to digest, and so my stomach was not having to work overtime trying to digest my breakfast. I was running on batteries, very efficiently, and losing weight to boot. If this isn't the most interesting and thus potentially revolutionary dietary finding of the past 20 years, then I don't know what is. Since the discoveries. Since the glory days of my first parsley findings, I have experimented with a few other vegetables. I've learned that romaine lettuce is the king of the lettuce family, for similar reasons to parsley's dominance: fridge durability and health benefits. Thus, my work lunches consist of one or two romaine lettuce plus peanut butter sandwiches, with the romaine helping to digest the peanut butter, of course. I have also noted one other benefit from my just chomp on it approach to parsley consumption. The chime produced from regular chewing of large bunches of parsley tends to stick in between my teeth, and this unsightly result has a health benefit that is more and more useful as one grows older. It helps compensate for receding gums by protecting and nurturing the weakly enameled, below the natural gum line, portion of the teeth, stopping and even reversing some of the deterioration that most of us experience there by preventing other more destructive types of food from becoming lodged in between the teeth. Ah, parsley. From humble fluff beginnings to world-class dietary performance, all from a bit of experimentation. Ultimate nutrition. Beyond its unique fat-reducing properties, parsley is also one of the most nutritious foods you can eat. Here is my favorite recipe. It's called parsley pie. You're going to mix in a large bowl one bunch of finely chopped green onions, one large bunch of parsley, just the tops, and chop them finely, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, and optionally you can put in spinach or lettuce or even mint leaves. Mix in a small bowl 4 eggs and beat them first. Add the wet ingredients to the dry and mix well with a spatula. Put in a medium-hot buttered fry pan and pat down with a spatula when crisp and brown. Cut it in half, then in quarters, and turn the sections over. Cook until done. One of the most interesting things about parsley pie is that it is so nutritionally filling that I find my body shuts off the I need food urge after I eat it. In other words, I eat parsley pie and I don't need to eat anything else after it. Also, neither the parsley nor the green onions are dominant tastes. One sort of cancels out or neutralizes the other. I heartily recommend this dish for anyone who is seriously ill or in need of excellent nutrition. In conclusion, a multivitamin in every bite, as much protein per bunch as a couple of eggs, and absolutely unparalleled fat-busting abilities. Parsley, accept no substitutes. To your health. This has been Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com, talking about parsley. Good luck with your life. Take care.